This is Twit.
Let's categorize Kevin Rose. Is he a close friend? Do you want to hear a lot from him, or do you want to just put him on a
quick list? I do that by putting him on lists here.
Yeah, but you want to also, while you're putting him on Twit or on whatnot, and you can put him
on. So let's do, well, actually, he's a Tech TV friend, and he's already in that one. Yeah. Should I use, what would you suggest, colleague?
No, go back. So, yeah, go back.
Oh, go back?
Go back. And I would put him on close friends or acquaintances.
Oh, so those are the default that are already there.
Yeah, those are magical filters or lists. They're different than the other lists you were putting him on. Close friends, if you put him on close friends, it means you're going to see some notifications from him. So if he posts something, you'll see a notification.
Okay, I want to see notifications. Okay.
See how it checked right next to notifications.
If I click acquaintances, it doesn't.
Okay. You can put them in acquaintances and then turn on notifications. So you can play around.
How is that different than close friends?
Because
acquaintances you can see how people might be confused.
Acquaintances means you're going to see less from him.
Right. But I will get close notifications.
Close friends means you want to see more.
And notifications.
Okay. It's these two folders along with the family list. Our magic folders.
They
have consequences.
This is my sister, but the fact that she hasn't put a picture there tells me she probably doesn't use Facebook. But I am going to add her to my family list.
Either that or she does use Facebook and she's freaked out about its privacy.
Yeah, my mom does that. Okay. Yeah. Jeff Needles. He is a work buddy. Do I make him put him on the Twit list? He already is. Okay.
Yeah. So go back and put each one of those people on either close friend or acquaintance.
Everybody?
Yes. Put everybody on. Everybody should be
Lisa's
on
close
friends
close friend.
or acquaintances.
And I'm not. See, part of this is the nomenclature. Doesn't mean they're close friends.
Not
what
to
it
me.
Should really say is see more of this person, see less of this person.
That's exactly right. Now, most people think
if they're not on either list,
I want to see more from this person because I'm drinking beer with him every Friday night.
Beer with Paul Thurrott every Friday night, but I do want to see more of what he does.
Right. So you want to put him on close friends.
Will liking a post from him kind of do this same thing?
No. First, you'd need to do the granular stuff of putting people like your
everybody needs to be categorized.
Your mom put her on a close friend or an acquaintance.
That's my sister. So she's a close friend.
So, all right. Now,
that's a little confusing. She's a family member.
Family members sometimes get really noisy, and then you have to turn them down. So
say they're acquaintances.
So, and that's really hard, right? It's hard to put Eva on your acquaintance list when she's your
unfortunately
close relative, right?
The Robert Scoble, I'm going to say acquaintances because you post a lot, and I don't want to see everything you do.
You still won't see everything I do. You'll just see more. And by the way, you'll see notifications. So if you want to see notifications from me, and by the way, I make a contract with you that I'm only going to bring you tech stuff, mostly. I'll bring you
one of the problems I have. I follow tech journalists on Facebook, and this is part of the problem with Facebook. And this is a difficult thing to solve. Is
put him on a list and just do a whole bunch because it'll help us.
Okay.
It actually, when you start doing a list, it actually helps.
By the way, Facebook. I noticed the people who I've liked are close to the top of this list.
Oh yeah.
So it's already sorted this list a little bit by people I engage with. Right.
Yep.
So acquaintance.
It's keeping track. Believe me.
Acquaintance.
It is keeping track at a.
Whoops.
Very high level.
Heather, my call screener. I'm sorry, Heather, but you are merely an acquaintance. Becky Worley, see, I love you. You're a close friend. So you shouldn't do this in public.
No, although I do. But you can see mine, right?
All right.
You can see.
So I'm going through these, and these are close friends, acquaintances. So you say I should go through all 282 of these people.
You should go through at least an eighth or a quarter of them because it'll get you started.
Okay.
And when we click over to the close friend
list. This will have changed my feed. Paul Block, close friend. Jack Friday. Acquaintance. Mark Cantor, acquaintance. Allison Strawn, close friend. Joe Talbot, acquaintance. So truth is, I like them all. They wouldn't be my friends on Facebook if I didn't like them. But so really, I'm not saying
that close, alone gives you. Now let's go to the back.
Shell, that guy, I don't want to see his stuff.
Yeah, he's my book co-author. So let's go back to the top.
Okay, so I've done some stuff now.
Click on home.
All right, so now I'm going to see how this. Now, there's, as people pointed out last week, there are two feeds. There's top stories and most recent.
Yeah. First of all, give up on most recent.
That's a purely chronological?
Yeah, and it doesn't work.
And everybody said, oh, yeah, Leo, if you just follow the most recent, all of this will go away.
No.
You're saying no.
No, I'll explain.
You're saying let Facebook decide.
Yes. And look what it did. It put Mike Elgin, who works for you, on top talking about the show. It's starting to get contextual because you've given it a little bit of signal about who you want to
see. Well, and I also like the previous post because what Mike's doing is watching this and posting that he's watching this while he's watching this. And then if I like it again.
Very meta.
It's going to happen again. So we've got this very Inception-like thing going on. All right. So now, that's good. I'm glad to see that. That is actually should be on the top of my list.